Irish song called Men of Erin, and an arrangement that we came up to with together today and yesterday. And a bunch of the rest is going to be music of mine, a couple other traditional tunes, and I'll introduce people that are sharing this music with me as we go. To my left is the lovely Angela. Coordinated outfits with me today. yeah. Probably most of you got really scared when you saw the banjo. So to mitigate any danger, I'll try at least to get it in tune. Ready? Spoke to me, so this song is what came out. Thank you. Incredibly lucky we've been to have these musicians in this village this week. Can we give them one more round? And I know Mark has a cold. I'm sure he wishes he was here, but he's resting and drinking hot tea.
I did tell him we were having lots of fun without him.
It's called peg and awl, which are the two tools that a shoe cobbler would have used back when we had those. And this song is really old, and it basically is about the plight of the shoe cobbler at the turn of the Industrial Revolution. So you'll hear that.
Love and
Thank you. So that's actually another old traditional American tune, and then a favorite musician of mine called Sam Amadon made a version of it, and so then I retwisted his version of it, so it's kind of an arrangement of an arrangement or something. Cool, and then I'm going to go over there now. Is this one working too?
Yeah.
Cool. So this is, I had the pleasure of being in Holden in the winter for 6 weeks as artist in residence. Clearly I really didn't like it. but I had a really lovely time being in community here through the winter, and it was really a gift to get to share in the quiet of the snow. It really absorbs sound. You never notice until you're in it. And I mean 20 feet of it. Anyway, this was the first song that I wrote in Holden during that residency. It's called Hallowed Ground. This village afloat. We're super, super lucky to have her here. And I feel very thankful that I get to sing songs with her a lot.
I feel thankful as well. And I can keep it afloat if I can keep on singing.
Now, Ellie and Marta are going to come back up. They're related.
From a long line of hillbillies.
Also, that last one was by Ferris and Jason Romero. They build banjos in Canada. I wish I could own one, but there's like a 5-year waiting list and they cost like $1 million.
Thank you.
So now comes the time when I say, we've got one more song for you. This last one, this song is written for my grandmother, but I'd like to extend it to be for all the grandmothers that are out there. They're awesome. Once more for all these people that made this possible.